We will now get back to the Christmas theme and move from Christmas cards to Christmas presents. This month, Charlotte Philcox came up with some present recommendations for gardeners. So if you're wondering what to buy a green-fingered friend or relation, you should listen carefully to Tony Stimpson.
We've reached that time of year when the decision about what to give the gardener in your life for Christmas is looming. That is, unless you bought something earlier in the year in anticipation of a shortage of hosepipes, seeds, right-handed gardening gloves, or whatever has been deemed the latest consumer item for us all to get worked up about. I've been trying to think outside the proverbial box, which in this case should probably be a seed tray, in order to come up with some homemade and or original ideas. No company has sent me any freebies, probably a good thing, as I then feel obliged to write something about them, so I'm going to suggest a few ideas of my own. For anyone seeking a small gift, it's never too late to buy a seed packet or two and slip them inside a seasonal greetings card. Depending on the skills and dedication of the recipient, this could be as simple as mustard and cress, or as exotic as Adansonia digitata, the baobab tree, which can apparently be grown as a houseplant. For a bit of novelty, you could give seeds of Luffa cylindrica for the recipient to sow their own luffa. Chiltern Seeds, which supplies both, says that luffas can be grown like a greenhouse cucumber. The fruits are even supposed to be edible when young, but don't take my word for this. I'd prefer something straightforward and hope someone will take the hint and give me seeds of the annual poppy Papaver somniferum, variety Peony florum, scarlet peony, which has luscious double deep red flowers. I'd also love one of the beautiful little decorated tins containing 15 heritage sweet pea seeds, harvested from Eastern Walled Gardens near Grantham in Lincolnshire, and available at just £3.50 plus postage and packing. For a bulkier present, you could plant up an attractive container, filling it with compost and layering a handful of tulip bulbs near the base. It's a perfect time of year for tulips to be planted, and the flowers should appear in April to May the following year. To make the display attractive for Christmas, you can add winter flowering pansies or violas as a top layer. You might even include some cyclamen cuum and trailing ivy to provide colour and interest over a longer period. There are loads of tulips to choose from, but I'd always go for ballerina, which is a lily-flowered form in soft shades of tangerine. It's scented and looks lovely growing through a froth of forget-me-nots. So you could always dig some young seedlings of these from your garden and add them to flower at the same time. A National Garden gift voucher is always a welcome gift, and here I'm going to plug my own garden gift vouchers too, which you can obtain for an hour or more of in-person advice from me, a border design or a gardening lesson. These are proving very popular, and you can find out more about them via my recently redesigned website at www.thecommongardener.co.uk. Most small children will love a proper small plastic watering can, not a toy one, as a gift, although mum and dad might not be so pleased. Add a packet of sunflower seeds and a child-sized trowel to encourage a future gardener, or a destroyer of borders, maybe. Something to make with the grandchildren might be a collection of blank, recycled plant labels, cut from empty margarine or yogurt pots. It's certainly green and a bit mean, but you can improve the presentation by packaging them in a drawstring bag, the labels, not the grandchildren, although you may feel like doing this too by the time you're finished, and adding a permanent marker pen. I'd be happy to receive this, as my pens always seem to have dried out and the remaining labels escaped by the time seed sowing arrives. Talking of sowing, if you enjoy the sort you do with the needle and thread, you could always stitch a drawstring bag big enough to fit a brand new ball of garden twine. This would be appreciated by any gardener fed up with tangles or forever mislaying their string collection. If you're clever, you could even make a small buttonhole in the side of the bag to thread the string through. I once made some sturdy Sussex garden trugs as gifts for family members. I hasten to emphasise the once here, as these constructions turned out to be a labour of love. However, despite the handle of one being used as a teething ring by an over-enthusiastic puppy, the trugs are still going strong. These days, I would love it if someone would make me a lidded wooden box, divided into sections for storing seed packets. It would look so much nicer than the old biscuit tins I currently use. Gardener or not, given current circumstances, if you're really stuck for a novel gift, you could always get your loved one a bumper pack of toilet rolls. And who knows, a trowel might come in handy too.
Thank you, Tony. If I give my loved one a bumper pack of toilet rolls, I'll be spending Christmas in the doghouse.